So it's up high.
Oh, okay.
So it should be
fine. Okay, we'll just move this up in there. Okay, so here we are in Dennis Oppenheim's studio, the 12th of July, 1995, at 54 Franklin Street. Okay. So now let's see where... now, as you know, I'm going to start in the beginning. So, I understand that you were born in Washington, Lexford City, Washington, 1938. So how did you get from Washington to the Bay Area, where I know you grew up and spent many years?
Well, I lived in Washington for less than a year, and my father was working on the Grand Coulee Dam that was being built by Henry Kaiser. So during the location there, I was born, and then shortly after, he moved back to where he was originally, which was in Richmond, El Cerrito, near Berkeley, which is where he went to school. And the town that I was born in, called Mason City, was really primarily a construction site for the construction of this extraordinary dam. And after it was built, the town really disappeared. But then it was renamed Electric City at some point afterwards. And it really is not, it certainly is not a city. It's not even a town. It's kind of a ghost town. Without a town, it does not exist.
Maybe even today.
No, it doesn't exist as anything that one would manufacture as a town. It is simply a dam. It's quite true. There's nothing there except a dam. So I don't know. I mean, I guess some people are born in between places, and they would have also to claim that the place that they were born in doesn't exist or never did exist. I mean, if they're really accurate. For instance, if you're born in a car driving between two places. But I was born in Mason City, a hospital. So there was a point in which at least they had a hospital. But this was probably primarily for the workers and the families that were on this construction project that took 3 or 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. So.
And I understand. I think I read your father was Russian, mm-hmm. born in China.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was Russian. His parents were Russian. He was born in Harbin, China, and educated at the University of Hong Kong and also the University of California in Berkeley in the early 30s, where he got a master's degree in engineering. And my mother was a student at the University of California at the same time, and she was majoring in English. And so that puts the activity around 1933-34.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And did your mother pursue her interest in English at all? Did she write or did she read much during your childhood?
Well, my father was kind of European in contrast to the general population in around Richmond, El Cerrito, which at that time was largely a working class community. So they seemed, the two of them,